You know, mental health with young people is a concern for us, no question. You know, we saw what happened in Oxford High School in November of 21, and the terrible things that can happen if mental health is not addressed in the way it should be. And well, it's been more than a year now since House Republicans, along with some Democrat colleagues, a bipartisan effort, put forth a wide-ranging plan to make schools safer and facilitate student mental health resources. But somehow, for some reason, the Democrats who talk about safety and so forth, Democrats in the House Education Committee have not held a single hearing on this package of bills, at least not so far, my understanding, which seems weird. So I decided to hook up with my old colleague from News Days years ago, Kathy Schmaltz, who's in the Michigan House now. Kathy, good to have you back on the program.
Good to see you, Steve.
Nice to see you. I mean, we talk about school safety. We talk about, you know, keeping kids safe. And yet, I'm looking at it. It's here in my hand. A year since all this has happened. 13 bills. Why is it just sitting there?
That's the question we've been asking, and I do have one bill in there. It is a 13-bill package, bipartisan, 6 Republicans, 7 Democrats, and we keep asking over and over, why has this been sitting there in the Education Committee for a year, and you've done nothing with it? There hasn't even been a hearing. I mean, if you know, we're playing politics with the safety of our kids, and that's not what we're here to do. So we're pushing them and pushing them to finally have a hearing on this and get something going on this. And Steve, you know, we covered politics for a long time in news, but when you're actually in this and you see all the games that are played, we're supposed to be in here to make good policy decisions and to help people, especially our kids. And when you see a safety package to keep our kids safe in school sitting there for more than a year, I mean, come on. Come on, we have to act on this.
All right, so my understanding is last week, you guys were pushing to get this discharged out of committee so some votes could be held, and you got blocked. What is a political posturing or position more important than our kids' safety? Because it's an election year, Kathy, and the way I look at this and read this is, well, they don't want to put it out there because it might be a win for Republicans if we get a school safety package that focuses on the kids and mental health. Is that what I'm dealing with here? Maybe I'm too jaded, but that's the way it smells.
No, you're absolutely right. And, of course, my name's on one of these packages, one of these bills. And, of course, I'm one of the targeted seats, and they're all in election mode. So, you know, they're not hurting me. They're not hurting politicians. They're hurting kids. They're hurting veterans. I have a foster care bill. They're hurting the people that these bills are going to help. And, you know, following politics for so long, but actually being in this and seeing all the games that are played, I mean, they're hurting people. We're supposed to be in there to make good policy and help people, especially our kids and the most vulnerable. And they're not doing that. Everybody's in election mode. And, yeah, that's what I can't stand about politics.
Well, right. So tell me about some of the things in here that you think people would like.
It's a good package. My bill includes going over every safety measures, all the plans that we have in our schools at least every 3 years, and involving first responders on that. That's important. Okay to say. That's where you can get in contact with somebody as soon as possible if there's a potentially threatening situation going on. It would actually, the contact information for okay to say would be on every student ID card. So they would have it immediately available to them if anything happened. Going over and updating emergency drills, whether it's fire or weather or active shooter drills, and involving first responders in that. So everybody's on the same page. You know, making a coordinator and a mental health commission and safety commission to make sure that our kids who have mental health issues have some resources there. So if anything's going to happen with this child, that we have them getting help before any volatile information happens. That's just so important. And if you remember in Tennessee, the shooter shot through the door. So we have something in this package of bills to make sure that buildings that are built will be updated so that that can't happen. Shooters just can't shoot through the door. So these are just some of the things that are in the school package. You know, obviously we have to keep going over things and tweaking them, but we want to keep our kids safe. And this is a good start. You can't have something sitting there for a year. Oh, we want to help our kids, but we're just not acting on it.
Right. They won't even talk about it, Kathy. I mean, that's absurd. And so I like the building material one. So your doors are, you know, Yeah, your doors will be a little bit more expensive, but you can't shoot them. I mean, what's, because a lot of these schools have automatic locking doors or ways you can lock the door and you know, shelter in place. Not much good if the bullets are coming through the door.
No kidding.
So I agree with you. That's good. Involving the first responders. That's smart. Make sure the people that are going to be there for an emergency. I mean, it could be a tornado. Who knows what it might be? Could be a fire drill. Could be an active shooter. Could be a lot of things. Get the first responders involved so you know what your action plan is. That seems smart.
Yeah, you want everyone to be on the same page. So when
absolutely.
It actually happens,
you know,
everybody's in the...
And doing the emergency drills. I mean, let's all of these things. And a mental health commission. Everything in here seems pretty commonsensical. And yet it's not moving at all. And that's where I get terribly confused as to, you know, how do you put politics ahead of kids?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. I have a veterans hyperbaric oxygen treatment bill that's now sitting in the elections committee. Don't ask me why that happened. So that's
wait a second. What's that have to do with an election?
I have no idea.
I mean, sometimes I see people hyperventilate during the elections. I see that.
I know. No, we have said, what is this doing in elections? Can we get it to the right committee? I mean, this is to help our veterans. Why is this happening? Mm-hmm. Steve, I had obviously every year we do a Catholic Schools Week resolution. They sent that to government ops. And as we know, when you send anything to government ops, it never comes out of there.
Right.
Why are they playing politics with this stuff? You know, like that I said, it doesn't hurt me. It hurts the people that all these bills are going to help. Like,
well, hopefully, Kathy, we can get their attention. Hopefully somebody, you know, we can prod them along a little bit, because these 13 bills, everything you've laid out so far sounds like common sense to me. Kathy Schmaltz, first elected to the House, State House. Careful what you wish for, Kathy. You won election November of 22, and there she is trying to figure it all out. Kathy, good to see you, my friend.
Thanks, Steve. Great to see you. Have a great day.
You too. There you have it. I mean, come on, guys. This is common sense stuff. It's sitting in committee. They won't even let it out of committee for a vote. For mental health treatment and first responders and upgrading building materials? Come on. It doesn't even make sense. It's the Steve Grimmer Show. I'll take a break. I'll be right back.